Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Hey, wow, you guys, we've got another episode for you today, and this episode is the first one of our word for the month. We are in the month of June, and our new word is engage. And the verse that I've chosen to go with the word engage might throw you a little bit off, but today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you a personal story, and it'll help you understand why I chose this verse. We chose Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You guys, I can't tell you how many times in my life I have read that verse over and over and over. And there's a basic, just like a, you know, you can't help but like nod your head when you hear it, right? Like, oh yeah, that's a good thing to remember. Yeah. We don't want to grow weary. And oh yeah, you know, we're working hard at this because there's a harvest. And all of that is true. But I want to share with you a story that happened to me probably 6-7 years ago. This verse became a very prominent verse in my life, and it's something that I reflect back to consistently because the experience I had was such a good reminder. I was working for a ministry, and this ministry typically, you know, we were able to give resources at very low cost, sometimes even no cost. And we had very humble offices. We had very humble, everything was very, very humble. And we had just created, I had helped design this new organizer, like a planner. You guys, if you know me, you know that I live my life by a planner. And so it was this really cool planner that incorporated prayer into it, and it had devotions in it, and it was, loved this planner. It was such a beautiful resource for our women to have. And I had been working on it for months and months, and the ministry had been working on it, and it was, you know, it was a busy time in ministry, and I got a phone call one day, and it went to my voicemail, and so I listened to the voicemail, you know, the next day, and the voicemail was from a woman who called, and literally her voice message said, I'd really like this planner. I can't afford it. Can you just mail it to me? And then she left her phone number. And I'm actually ashamed to say it, but my first response was like, what in the world? How do you just call and just leave a voicemail that says, please give me this, and then hang up? And that's not my typical response when something like that happens. I'm usually extremely gracious and very giving. And so when I had that thought, it made me pause and it made me question myself because it was not a typical response from me. And I sat with the Lord and I was like, what in the world was that? What in the world was that nasty little nature, that nasty little response that came out in me? And that verse, Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary for doing good. And I began to evaluate what I was doing and how I was doing it. And you guys, I had become very weary. I was overdoing, I was overcommitted, and I had become, even though what I was doing was good, right? It says, do not become weary for doing good. What I was doing was good, but I had gotten weary. I had not taken the time to restore my soul. I had not taken the time necessary to have the parameters necessary to help me kind of recoup as I needed to so that I could continue to minister with a gracious spirit. So I confessed, and fortunately, this woman left her phone number so that we could follow up with her, and I called her back, and I just said, hey, I got your voicemail, and I just wanted to, you know, hear a little bit about your story, about what's going on in your life, and, you know, we'd love to send you this planner, but I'd love to know what's going on in your life. And she proceeded to tell me that she was a single mom with two adult children that had really, really severe special needs. Now, if that isn't a punch to the gut, I do not know what is. And I sat there and just felt so badly that my response had been what it had been, and that this woman's call to us was, you know, really a call for help. It was a call for, you know, I need this. This would help me so much. And the reason I share this story with you, because this is not one of my most favorite stories to share, but I share this with you because, women, as we decide to engage in the things that we are wanting to do versus, or not versus, the things we're wanting to do and the things that God is calling us to do, we must also be careful that we do not grow weary. Because just because something is good doesn't mean we are supposed to be doing it. We all need to be doing something. This is not a podcast about saying no to serving. Not at all. But this is a podcast to say, check yourself and make sure that you do not grow weary as you love and serve. You have to take those moments to refill your cup. You have to have those times scheduled in where your soul can be restored so that you can continue to give graciously, because there will be a harvest for what you're doing. But don't let it get tainted by growing weary. So that is what today's episode is about. That is what I wanted to share with you. If you have found that you are struggling with being weary, or you are finding that you are responding to situations in a way that is not typical of you, or not godly, or not loving, or not gracious, I would encourage you to sit down and spend some time with Jesus and ask him where the gap is, where's the hole, what is it that you need to be learning through this so that you can get your soul filled back up and you can begin to give again in the way that he's asking you to give. Thanks so much, ladies. We are always praying for you. We are here for you, and we love to hear from you. So make sure you reach out to us. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.